Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we have just about come to the conclusion of Paul's epistle to the Galatians. And I'm looking today at verse 16 of chapter 6, which is just two verses from the end of the book. And it says, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." Well, what are we looking at in verse 16? Unlike most of Paul's epistles, we do not see here at the end of this book any personal greetings. No list of people who were dear to Paul's heart. What we see is, first of all, a benediction, a blessing, an invocation of divine blessing. In fact, what we see is the first of two benedictions, for there's a second one in verse 18, which is the last verse of the book. But this one, in verse 16, constitutes a preceding benediction before the concluding benediction. And I read it again, "As many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." Now we notice in this text an unusual phrase, the phrase "the Israel of God," which is a unique term found nowhere else in all the Bible. Students of theology will recognize this phrase as a somewhat controversial term. And it does seem to divide into competing theological positions, that is, the understanding of what this term means. And so today I want to examine this text to endeavor to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And I want to examine the text by asking three questions of it. Number one, upon whom is this benediction bestowed? Number two, what is the benediction? And number three, to whom does the Israel of God refer? And the first question is probably the easiest one. It is, upon whom is this benediction bestowed? And it's very simple. As many as walk according to this rule. As many as walk according to this rule, upon them and upon them alone is this benediction bestowed. Listen to it again. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. So this is, we might say, a restricted benediction. It is not applied to everyone indiscriminately, unlike so many attempts in modern Christianity to apply the wonderful blessings that the Bible bestows upon the children of God, upon everybody indiscriminately. But that's not the way the Bible handles things. That's certainly not the way this text is constructed. This peace and mercy is not upon everyone, everywhere. It is upon as many as walk according to this rule. This benediction, this invocation of God's blessing upon people, upon His people, is certainly not directed to the Judaizers that Paul has been exposing and confronting throughout this epistle. He had some very different words to say for them. He said in verse 8, "But if even we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed." That's not peace and mercy be upon them. Let him be accursed, literally damned. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. So, yes, the Bible is filled with wonderful benedictions, wonderful blessings, but of course the Bible is also filled with terrifying curses. You don't hear as much about those, do you? You don't hear anybody talking about the curses of the Bible, the condemnations of the Bible. I shouldn't say you don't hear anybody talking about them, but it's certainly not as common. But here we have a benediction which is restricted to those who walk according to this rule. It is a benediction, therefore, that is bestowed in relationship to truth. As many as. And there you have the unrestricted phrase. This does apply to all without distinction. As many as, in other words, anyone, everyone who, what, walks according to this rule. Not anyone and everyone regardless of their relationship to truth, but anyone, everyone. It is almost, in a sense, an invitation. If you want this blessing upon you, you can have it. Walk according to truth. Walk according to this rule. Listen to the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Apply the Word of God. Live according to God's Word. And this blessing will fall upon you. And it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, black or white, Jew or Gentile, educated or uneducated, whether you are influential or non-influential, whether you live in a big city or out in a rural area, whether you are in a cultured situation or you are very backward, it really doesn't matter. Anyone, everyone who will receive the truth, apply the truth, and walk in the truth can have this benediction upon you. As many as, everyone, not without exception, but everyone without distinction. And that's the difference, and we need to understand that difference. Too many of the statements of the Bible are erroneously and unwisely applied by Christians to everybody without exception, as if it applies to everybody alike. Whereas the Bible applies these blessings to everyone without distinction. That is, we cannot describe a certain group and say these blessings apply to them and to no one else, not under the New Covenant arrangement. It was actually that way. In the Old Covenant arrangement, these blessings are given to the Jews. They are not given to the Gentiles. But here, it's whosoever will. It is anyone and everyone without distinction, but that doesn't mean that it applies to everyone without exception. It applies to as many as walk according to this rule. This benediction applies to no one apart from a proper relationship to this rule. And so it is a restricted benediction, and it is a discriminatory standard. Those who walk according to this rule, according to this canon, this measuring rod, this standard. The Greek word is canon. And we use that word in a theological sense when we talk about the canon of Scripture, meaning the 66 books which comprise our Bible. And that is the canon, the standard, the measuring rod of God's Word. The word canon as we use it has kind of evolved into a slightly different meaning, but at its root, that's what it means, a standard, we could say a like a yardstick, something that measures things to see if they measure up. So, what is the rule that he's talking about here? Well, we just have to perhaps look back a bit into the context. In the immediate context, in verse 15, we read, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creature." In other words, talking about the new birth. Talking about salvation in Jesus Christ. Talking about those who understand that salvation is in Christ alone and not in keeping the law, and as many as walk according to this standard, to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. Or we could even back up to verse 14, where Paul said, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." And what Paul is saying is, the only thing that excites me, the only thing that attracts me is Jesus Christ. I don't boast in anything except the cross of Christ. I don't boast in riches. I don't boast in honor. I don't boast in fame. I don't boast in pleasure. I don't boast in ease. I'm not living for any of those things. I'm only living for Jesus Christ and as many as walk according to that standard. Peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. And we might even broaden the context to include the whole epistle, and that certainly would be appropriate, since this is obviously a concluding statement at the end of the epistle. Paul is winding things down. He's bringing things to a close. He's kind of wrapping up everything he has said. And, of course, in the epistle, what Paul has been doing has been defending the gospel of grace against false gospels that include human merit alongside the grace of God for salvation. And so Paul is saying, therefore, as many as walk according to this standard, that is, the standard that represents the gospel of God's pure grace. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and as many as walk according to this rule, this standard, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. And so it is a restricted benediction, as many as walk. It is a discriminatory standard according to this rule. We measure things, we weigh things, we examine things to decide what is right and what is wrong, what is truth and what is error, what is the true gospel and what are false gospels. And as many as walk according to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And furthermore, there's a telling manifestation, as many as walk. Not as many as talk about this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God, but as many as walk according to this rule, as many as are governed by this rule, as many as have lives that are lived according to this standard. A very telling manifestation is your walk. Don't tell me what you believe, but show me what you believe by the way you live. Now, actually, there is a place for articulating what we believe. It is important to be able to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and to declare that we are trusting in Christ and in Christ alone. But it is, as we know, possible to profess these things without possessing the reality of them. And the reality is going to be seen in the way you live. How many times we say something like, so-and-so professes to be a Christian, but I really see so little evidence of it. I see so little fruit in their life. I have grave doubts. I have grave concerns because though they say that they believe in Jesus Christ, there just doesn't seem to be anything in their life that manifests their profession. They seem to have an empty profession, and we are concerned about that, and rightly so. But this benediction is not for as many as talk about this rule, but as many as walk according to this rule. The fact of the matter is, if you truly believe, it will change your life. The fact of the matter is, if you truly believe, your faith will be reflected in your walk. The fact of the matter is, if you truly believe, then it will be clear, at least to other believers around you, that you are a child of God who has been changed by the grace of God and is endeavoring to walk according to the Word of God, and as many as live according to this rule, upon them comes the benediction of God's blessing. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.